Come on, can you love God with your lips and thank Him? God, through every storm, God, through every test, through it all, I'm still here. God, we're thankful for your presence. We're thankful for your glory. Oh, I wish all the thankful people would clap your hands unto the Lord. Oh, can you clap your hands unto heaven? Amen. Amen. Anybody thankful to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Amen. Quickly bringing us to two verses of scripture tonight, if we can stand across the sanctuary for the reading of God's word. Genesis, the 26th chapter, the 15th verse, and Genesis 26 and 18. Genesis 26 and 15, and Genesis 26 and 18. And while you're turning there, anybody really thankful that God's been showing up in the sanctuary? I know I cannot tell you how we know he's showing up, because I can feel something moving. And when God's spirit's moving, that's a good idea for us to get to move and let the whole house say amen. Amen. So grateful for the spirit of revival. So glad to be here in Bakersfield for the next few weeks or so, as God would allow us to be engaged in what God has been doing in this church. I love this church, my family loves this church, and if you are a faithful saint of GBFPC, you ought to thank God that this is your church. Come on, you ought to clap your hands and thank God. Come on, my family's here. I want my children raised here. I want my backslidden family to be here. Anybody thankful that God placed you? This is your church. Amen. I love this church. I love the leadership of this church. Amen. I love Bishop Frost and his family and the Bradfords. And I'm not saying this as hyperbole. I'm not saying this as a fabricated statement, but they are some of my favorite people on the planet Earth. And I thank God for your pastor and his family. Anybody thank God for a shepherd? Come on, watchmen. The angel, come on, anybody, it's in order. Clap your hands and thank God, their family, their children. Amen. Genesis 26 and 15, I will be cognizant of the reality of work in the morning and all the young people that are going to school. And if you're visiting, so glad to meet Robin and Lucy on the front row. Amen. Anybody visiting tonight, we are absolutely thrilled that you are here tonight. Amen. We're so glad that you're here. Anybody thankful that somebody else wants to feel the power of God? I only gave you two verses tonight, and these two verses are entrenched in my spirit, and I pray I can preach this in a way that would make sense in our minds. The Bible is unfolding the story of a young man named Isaac. Isaac, the son of Abraham, two prominent biblical characters, Abraham and Isaac. Wave your hand if you've heard those names before. Abraham, the father of many nations, the father of promise, and his son Isaac. And the Bible says, for all the wells which his father's servants had digged, somebody shout digged, for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father's, the Bible declares that the Philistines had stopped them, or they had clogged the wells. Somebody shout the wells. The Philistines had clogged the wells and filled them with earth. Somebody shout dirt. Wells digged dirt. I want you to put those words in your mind tonight. Wells digged and dirt. And the Bible says in verse 18 that as those wells had been clogged, something got a hold of Isaac. I pray that something would get a hold of us in this revival, that I don't want to lose the spirit of God. I just like showing up on Tuesday nights and I can feel the Holy Ghost still moving. I like showing up on Sunday nights and the Holy Ghost is still moving. And ladies and gentlemen, if the Holy Ghost is moving, I want the Holy Ghost to keep on moving. Come on, if people are being healed, I don't want the healings to stop. I wish I had somebody that'll jump on board with me right now. Come on, if people's lives are being changed in Bakersfield, I'm saying, God, keep on changing them. God, keep on helping us. Keep on restoring. I don't want my wells to be stopped up. And Isaac said, I refuse for the wells to be clogged. And the Bible says, and Isaac digged again the wells. Somebody shout the wells. The wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, for the Philistines has stopped them after the death of Abraham. And watch this. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Isaac said, it's the same wells, it's the same water, and I'm going to call it the same name. Oh, I thank God there's a name that still, come on, there is no other name that brings life. There's no other name that brings strength. Come on, if you're thankful for the name of Jesus, I wonder if we can praise that name right now. Oh, come on, there's still a name where virtue and healing flows, where deliverance can get a hold of minds. There's still a well that springs up. Oh, clap your hands if you can feel something moving in the room. Come on, if you want God to speak to your family, clap your hands unto the Lord. Oh, I feel something moving. Come on, if you're thankful God's about to pour out his spirit in revival, come on, we ought to praise him for it. I feel wells springing up. I feel water flowing in the sanctuary. Oh, clap your hands a little louder. Come on, lift up your voice a little higher. Come on, something begins to move when we get to moving. Come on, the Spirit begins to flow at the name of Jesus. Come on, healing is released at the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank God for his Spirit. Amen. There's a well of living water. Somebody shout the Holy Ghost. There's a well of living water that's flowing and is going to flow in this revival. And tonight, this first service that I'll get the chance to preach, I want to preach about the war of wells. Somebody shout the wells. Amen. Clap your hands one more time. Thank you for standing. Amen. God bless you in the fear of the Lord. You may be seated tonight in Jesus' name. Somebody shout the wells. Man, I feel the presence of God in the house right now. It's midweek service, and I won't take long to get to the point. In fact, I'll cut to the chase. I'll cut to the chase by telling you that what we feel in this room right now, the presence of God moving and flowing. Anybody can feel the Holy Ghost moving right now. Come on, wave your hand at me if you can nod your head and say, I can feel the Spirit of God flowing in the room. I'll make no bones about it. When the Spirit's flowing like this, it's evident, it's real. And it's because God's Spirit is a source of life. It's a source of strength. It's a source of help. And we found out Sunday night that it's a source of intervention when you need divine assistance. And wells of water is a good starting point to understand what it means to be connected to the Spirit of God, what it means to get into the presence of God. And if you already know, as an affirmation, as Pastor already declared Sunday night, the altar, the presence of God. The reason we call this the well is because when you get to the well, something begins to flow that can change you. And I want to preach about wells. Somebody shout wells. I want to preach about wells in such a way that you would understand what it means for your family, what it means to not miss a service, what it means to not miss an altar call, what it means to take every opportunity when the singers are singing. If you can just open up your mouth a little bit and engage with what God's Spirit is doing in the service, you would understand that we have an opportunity at access. I just want to tell you that doctors can't help everything. Counselors can't counsel away everything. But I've come to tell you that we have a divine access to the Spirit of God, that when I walk through the double doors of the church and I lift up my hands and I begin to let the waters of God's Spirit flow over me, I've come to tell you that God can do what doctors cannot, that the physician can fix the ailments, the infirmities, the decrepitness, that I feel something right now. I've come to tell you, I lift up my hands because there is a well. Oh, I wish somebody would clap your hands on a Tuesday night. Oh, when you're tired and weary after long days of work and you don't feel like you can make it one more second, just one drink of the water, just one lap of the Spirit, and strength gets a hold of you. Oh, I wish you would clap your hands if you had a long day today. Oh, I was glad when they said unto me, oh, work was tiring. I had a long day, but there's a well that is in the sanctuary. There's a well. Somebody turn to your neighbor, nudge him, and say, there's a well. And wells are powerful because wells in biblical times, can I teach for about 7 minutes? Wells in biblical times were a point of power and precedence. If you had a well, ladies and gentlemen, it was a proclamation of the favor of God upon your life. Anybody in the room wants some favor moving in your world? It was a proof of the blessed hand of God upon your family. And this is why Abraham, at the time Abram, as God is saying, Abram, I'm going to bless you among men. I'm going to give you children. I'm going to give you ancestors. I'm going to give you a seated promise to let you know that as long as you are walking with me, you're going to have a chance to be blessed. As long as you're walking with me, your enemies are going to be my enemies. You're going to be blessed going in, and you're going to be blessed coming out. As long as you're walking with me, you're going to have life and strength. I don't know if that sounds good to anybody in the room. You're going to have the hand of the mighty God. He said, and everywhere you go, Abraham, everywhere your foot trods, I'm going to give you favor. And in the lands that I give you, I want you to do something, Abraham. I want you to dig wells. Somebody shout wells. Because when you dig a well, and I pray some families will get a hold of what I'm about to tell you right now. When you dig a well, you are establishing a point of permanence. I just want to let you know that the adversary doesn't want you staying in church, whether you believe that or not. When you're tired, you don't feel like coming to the house of God. You feel like quitting. He wants you to vacate instead of being stationary. But I've come to tell somebody, I don't care how hard it gets and how rough it gets and how bad it gets. You ought to tell the adversary, this is my house. This is my church. This is my family. This is my revival. And we're not going anywhere. Oh, I wish I had five more brothers would get a hold of that for your house. Hey, I've been working way too hard to let the adversary steal my joy. God gave me this land. God gave me this family. God gave me this job. God gave me this house. God gave me this. Oh, I wish somebody would get a hold of this word. God is going to give us a revival, and I want every soul that God wants to give us. I want every family that God wants to send us. I want every healing that God wants to. Somebody shout a well. I know that's nothing to shout about, but I hope you keep on listening. Because a well is an establishment of necessity, of knowing that without a well, you will not make it. I'm going to say it this way so you can say amen with the preacher. Without God, we will not make it. I'm going to say it another way. Without the Spirit holding you up in your weakness, without the Spirit pushing you along in your delirium, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Without the Spirit helping us, you will not make it. And so there's wells established. There's wells put in place. So you have a place to go when you have nowhere else to go. I want to talk about not just wells. I want to talk about the war that comes with wells. Everybody wants revival. That was a survey question, and we failed a little bit. Bakersfield needs revival. Hey, we want territory, Brother Jordan. We want the land. We want every neighborhood to feel our feet walking on the streets. We want everybody to know, hey, there's a well in Bakersfield. There's a church in Bakersfield. There's a spring in Bakersfield. There's a water that's flowing in Bakersfield. Oh, I wish I had some old-timers preaching with me right now. In fact, that's not just a well in Bakersfield. There's a long-standing well in Bakersfield. Oh, I feel the help of the Holy Ghost. Right, 81 years, ladies and gentlemen, there's been a well here. Families coming, families going. People coming, people going. But the well ain't going nowhere. The waters are not going anywhere. The Spirit's not been going anywhere. We're still leaping. We're still running. We're still praising. We're still praying. We're still fasting. We're still reaching. We're still drinking from the well. I wish I had somebody else that's thankful. Hey, when you backslid, the church was still here. When you left God, the water was still here. When you walked out, the well was still here. Well, I feel something real right now. When you feel like quitting, I'm just going to get down and be real. Gloves are coming off. I know what it's like to walk away from God, not proud of it, don't even want to tell you about my problems. But I'll tell you this. I thank God that when I quit on God, God never quit on me. I thank God that the lights are still on in the sanctuary. I thank God there's a preacher still preaching truth. I thank God that we still preach holiness, that we still preach righteousness. Hey, when I ran out, I know that I still got a well I can run back to. And we want revival. That's why this young preacher that's screaming a whole lot on a Tuesday night is here. We want revival. But ladies and gentlemen, revival's not cheap. I want to tell some people right now, when you start reaching for people, you better watch your back. When your hands start going out and reaching for people, you got to understand the adversary wants to smack your hands. There's a war that comes with reaching. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost about to minister. There's a fight that comes with fighting. And we're fighting for people's souls in Bakersfield. Come on, we're fighting for people's lives to be restored. Come on, I just want to tell you, it breaks my heart watching people scour and skirt and scrape on the concrete in Bakersfield, homeless camp after homeless camp, and God loves every last one of them. And if they're going to hear about God, it's going to come with a fight. It's going to come with the holiness of the hearts of people saying, we don't want to just be holy, but we want to have war. War against the enemy. War against the adversary. War for... Anybody got some backslidden family? Wave your hand at me. Come on. Anybody got some people in your life that's close to you? You want to see them on the pews? Wave your hand. Can I tell you a top secret? I know the Spirit pulls people. I'm not ignorant to that. I would not degradate that idea, but I'll tell you this. If we think that they're just going to show up without fighting for them, we got another thing coming. You say, preacher, how do you fight for people? You cry your eyes out until they get here. God, save my husband. God, save my mama. God, save my... Come on, I hope somebody's hearing me right now. If you're going to have a well, it's going to come with a fight. If you're going to have a well, it's going to come with a war. If you're going to have a well... Hey, you're not going to get a raise for no reason. It's going to take some fasting and praying for God to answer some prayers. It's going to take some sobriety, some sincerity, and some warfare. If you're going to have a well. Is this all right on a Tuesday night? You say, well, preacher, I wish it was a whole lot easier than that. I do too. Who doesn't like microwave miracles? I feel my help in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just, don't let this suit fool you. I'm a country boy from Louisiana, and I ain't ashamed of it. I like gumbo. I like etouffee. Jambalaya. Oh, I feel my help right now. I know I'm thin and poor, but I this brother loves to eat. You don't get a good meal without some work. Yeah, that was the microwave generation right there. That was weak. It takes some slaving over that stove. A little salt here. You taste it. Said, no, I need a little more. It takes some sweat. You know what's some good cooking? When there's a grandmother and there's a little sweat in the pot and you don't even know it. She's over that heat. You can't have heat without sweat. But ladies and gentlemen, if God is going to do something like he's wanting to do in this revival, this, I come to tell you, us pushing the harvest is a good idea. Having some focused prayer and start calling some people's names out and said, God, I'm not going to stop praying until they get on this pew. I'm not going to stop fasting until they get in this house. I'm not going. I'm hurrying. 23 minutes. I'm hurrying. And I know we like quick access to the miraculous. But the Bible says, they that hunger and thirst. That's why a well comes into play. Because when you're thirsty for revival, you've got to find a well to be revived. Bible declares in Deuteronomy 6 and 10 that God gave Abraham some promises, and the promises sound so good. The Bible says that it shall be that when the Lord thy God shall bring thee, when he has brought thee into the land into which I have swore to the fathers of Abraham, Isaac, those two names again, Abraham and Isaac, there's going to be a promise for your family, your children, your children's children. And I've come to tell you, thank God that the Holy Ghost is still for everybody. It's still for the homeless. It's still for the bruised. It's still for the broken. It's still for the backslider to get it again. It's still for the lost. It's still for the sick. I wish somebody was helping me right now. The Holy Ghost is for the... It's for the wealthy, the poor, the educated, uneducated. No matter where you live in Bakersfield, there's a well. He said, I'm going to give you a promise. And watch this. This promise sounds so good. He said, I'm going to give you goodly cities. That's why we want Bakersfield. Because Bakersfield is a good city. He said, I'm going to give you goodly cities. And then he said, it shall be that I'm going to give you the good. Verse 11, I'm going to give you the good things which thou feelest not. I'm going to give you wealth. Anybody wants some miracles, you ought to be saying amen right there. I'm going to give you answered prayers. Miracles, signs, wonders, restoration, healing, deliverance, freedom. I'm going to give you some wells that you didn't even have to work for. Vineyards, olive trees, you didn't even have to work your fingers to plant. Ladies and gentlemen, can I just be honest? At 8:31, wells that you don't have to dig sounds good to me. But can I tell you something about this promise? This is a promised land promise. And the last time I checked, we ain't in the promised land yet. Oh, I feel like I'm stepping on some toes right now. Ladies and gentlemen, that means we got to keep on working until we get to glory land. We got to keep on keeping on until we get to the promised land. You can't quit. You can't give up. You can't stop. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's going to be a well in 2024, if there's going to be a well in Bakersfield, we got to get to digging. Oh, I wish somebody would hear me. If people are going to come in and know that we are praising church, we got to keep on running aisles, and we got to keep on digging. We got to keep on dancing, and we got to keep on digging. If there's going to be a while. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God right now. Come on, if you want revival in your family, we got to get busy. If you want restoration in your life, you got to get busy. Oh, somebody clap your hands unto God right now. Come on, clap it like you mean it. Clap it if you're tired. Clap your hands if you ain't giving up on your prayers. I'm not giving up on my children. I know they're backslidden. I know they walked out on God, but I still got to make sure the well's running. I got to make sure the water's still turned on. I got to make sure the lights are still flickering. Somebody shout wells. What I've come to preach about tonight, it's a whole lot more simple than you think it is. What I've been feeling in the Holy Ghost, what I've been feeling in the Spirit, can I just tell you plainly what I've been feeling? I feel like God is trying to reestablish the wells of the Spirit that's been here for a long time. There are some old timers know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about prayer meetings that you saying, my God, when are these people going to leave the sanctuary? My God, when they're going to stop, when they're going to quit? Because I come to tell you, once you get a taste of the water, there's just something about drinking from the well that you want another drink. He said, whosoever will drink from my wells of living water, you will never thirst again. Hey, Sister Robin, I come to tell you, if you keep showing up, there's going to be a God that's going to touch you every service. There's going to be a God that loves us every service. There's going to be a Spirit that gets a hold of us every. Oh, somebody will yield to what I'm feeling right now. It's an old time spirit of Pentecost I've been feeling in my bones. And I don't have gray hair in my hair, but I feel a gray hair spirit on me right now. I come to tell you, I wish to God that in some of these services that we would get an old intercessory spirit, that somebody would get a wailing and a weeping in your mind and said, God, I know I've been fasting. I know I've been praying. And if that's not enough, I'm getting my shovel out and I'm going to start moving some dirt. I'm going to start moving heaven and earth until my kids come back. I'm going to start moving heaven and earth. My God, I feel... I'm going to start moving some dirt. I'm going to start breaking up some ground. I'm going to start digging some ditches. I wish somebody would get a hold of what I'm saying right now. I'm going to pray one more hour. I'm going to fast one more day. I'm going to... I'm going to start lifting up my hands a little more. I'm going to start getting with the preacher a little more. I'm going to start showing up a little early and leaving a little late. I'm going to start digging. I wish somebody would lift up your voice right now. The Holy Ghost is about to fill the sanctuary. Come on, the well's about to start flowing a little more. I wish somebody would tap into the Spirit right now. I wish an elder would get a hold of the Holy Ghost right now. Stir up. Stir up. Come on, the well's been a little dirty. Come on, the water's been a little murky. Come on, the mud's got in the tank. But there's a well. My God, there's a well. Somebody put your hands. I feel something moving right now. Come on, the fountains of the deep. Come on, the deep place of intercession. I'm talking about the deep place of revival. I'm not talking about the shallows. I'm not talking about the shale. I'm talking about the depth. I'm talking about the, come on, wells are not dug in the shallow surfaces of the earth. You got to dig until you find the spring. You got to dig until you find the water. Come on, you got to restore. You got to rekindle. You got to... Come on, lift your hands. The Holy Ghost is about to minister to us right now. Come on, I feel somebody feeling something wash over you. Come on, God's about to restore something. Come on, I know your knees hurt. I know your legs might not work like they used to. But if you're going to start getting something done in the spirit, come on, you got to get to walking back to where that well was. And you got to get that shovel out. And you got to get that old spirit you used to have. And you got to get that old heart that you used to have. And you got to get that old burden you used to have. And you got to get that old passion you used to have. And you got to get that old zeal you used to have. And get back to dig it. I come to preach for somebody in the Holy Ghost. I don't want to be cut off from the Spirit. I don't want to lose my connectivity to the miraculous. I don't want to be shut off from salvation. I want God's Spirit to flow. I want it to flow. I want it to flow. Every service, every prayer meeting, every Bible study, every outreach, every altar call, every song service. Come on, if you want your victory back, you ought to start praying. Come on, if you want your anointing back, I want you to start praying.
Come on, the well's still there. The name's still the name. The water's still there. But there's some dirt clogged up. Come on, maybe you started entertaining some stuff that's not good for your well. Come on, maybe you started letting some stuff creep in that's tainting your well. Come on, maybe you slacked off. Come on, maybe you quit praying. Come on, maybe you stopped being faithful. Come on, there's some dirt. There's some dirt. Some dirt. There's some dirt in the well. Oh, talabos. I want you to hear me tonight. As you stand with me all across the room. Oh, I feel a water that's flowing in the room. Come on, there's some people in this room tonight. You know definitively. Absolutely, unequivocally, you know what it's like for the Spirit of God to touch you. You feel it flowing when you wake up. You feel it flowing through the day. The Holy Ghost it just gets a hold of you. But it's the adversary's chief aim to cut off our connectivity to the only thing that gives us our purpose, our strength, our life. It's in Him. Who is Him? Jesus Christ. It's in the Spirit of God that we live, elder, we move, and we have our very being. You cannot live. Can any man forbid water? You cannot live. You cannot exist without water. I said, God, what do you want me to tell your people? I want to preach to young people. I want to preach to faithful people. I want to preach to visitors. I want to preach to me. If you walk in the house of God, hear me right now, I'm being sincere. If you walk in the house of God at any point and you know the presence of God is in this room, and for whatever reason you feel like you can't feel it, can I tell you what that means? It means that there's some dirt in the well. Anything that keeps you cut off from the flow of God, you and I have to get to the point that we refuse to let it block us from the blessings that God has for us. I'll say it another way. If you want miracles, you want healing, you want help, you want strength, and it ain't showing up, it ain't happening. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the only way revival works is when you get down and dirty and start digging. God. Digging. Digging. Young people, that means sometimes you got to start deleting some stuff off of your phone. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost helping me, right? Come on, sometimes you got to start throwing some stuff out of the closet that has no business being in the closet. Come on, I wish somebody would still help. Come on, if you've been entertaining things that has tainted you, that has asphyxiated you in the wrong direction, you got to walk back to the well. I said, God, whatever is keeping me from your presence, Ladies and gentlemen, you got to get it out. If you let bitterness sit there too long, you're going to die. If you keep festering on hurt and pain and you let it clog up your well, you'll never get the blessings that God has for you. There's some people right now, you're letting people keep you from the presence. But God sent you a preacher on a Tuesday night to say, you know what, spirit, to help you tune into what God is wanting to do in this revival? The spirit of Isaac. Isaac said, I refuse to allow the adversary to cut my blessings off. I'm not letting my family keep me from church. I'm not letting my friends keep me from revival. I'm not letting my husband, if he wants to sit on the couch, you let him sit on the couch and you make it to the pew. But I want to be where the well is. I want to be where the waters flow. Well, I don't feel worthy to be at church. If it took worthiness to make you feel welcome, none of us are welcome. I want to preach to the perfect people in the room. I said, if it took worthiness to get a hold of the well, none of us would be worthy. But even the woman from Samaria came to the well, and she said, our fathers dug this well. Jacob put this well here, and I might not feel worthy, but I still have a right to come drink from the waters that helps broken people. I still have a right to repent. I still have a right. Oh, I wish somebody would clap your hands right now. You said, preacher, what are you preaching? I'm done. Here it is. Ah, your spirit is moving. The Bible says that Isaac's servants, in verse 19, under the commandments of Isaac, they said, I refuse to let the adversary put dirt in the wells that I know bring life. Can I help somebody right now? There are people in this room. In fact, there's probably about 20 or so people in this room. The reason why you don't come to the well is because the adversary has condemned you to death. And he's told you, you don't deserve the well. And he's told you that because you've messed up way too many times, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. And the only way he can get you to die is if he causes you to focus on the dirt. Oh God, I feel your spirit. Instead of the deliverance. I asked myself, where in the world did the Philistines get the dirt, Brother Brock? To put in the wells of Abraham. They could have carted it in. They could have hauled it in ton after ton. But can I tell you something, ladies and gentlemen? I believe without a shadow of doubt that the wells that were clogged with the dirt that the adversary had put in there, can I submit to you that the adversary used their own dirt against them? I come to tell you, I don't care how dirty, how bleak, how guilty, how shameful, how detestable your dirt is. I come to tell you, if you get a shovel in your hand tonight and you start saying, God, I want your spirit to flow in my life again. I want your spirit to help me. And you get, and somebody lifts up your hands, I promise you, it won't take long to start feeling the Holy Ghost flowing again. It won't. Lift up your hands. It won't take long to get a hold of the river, to get a hold of the spirit, to get a hold of the water, to get a hold of the well. I want us to lift our hands, close our eyes real tight right now. Come on, there's about to be a wave of desperation that begins to work in this revival, and I pray it starts on a Tuesday night. I pray that the desperate will start digging. If you want the miraculous, start digging. If you want souls saved, start digging. If you want to feel an old-fashioned anointing, get a hold of your bones again. I wish somebody would go to town and start digging right now. Dig. Come on, it might take a few tears. It might take a broken heart. It might take a messed up mind. But if my mind is in the right place, if I'm just in enough right mind to make my way to the well and start digging. Come on, I wish some old-fashioned saints would lift your hands and dig with a preacher right now. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Come on, he said, if your pores are clogged up, if your spirit is clogged up, come on, if your heart's clogged up, dig, dig, dig. Come on, young people. Come on, mama. Come on, daddy. Come on, preacher. Come on, visitor. Come on, I'm done preaching. It's time to start digging. Get it back. Come on, get your peace of mind back. Come on, somebody ought to walk back to the well. Come on, somebody ought to get back to the well. Come on, somebody ought to start walking around in the well. Oh, I feel it. Oh, Spirit of God. Dig. Come on, some of you ought to start digging like you're praying for the Holy Ghost for the first time. God, fill me with your spirit. God, fill me with your power. God, dig out some stuff. God, I want an old anointing again. I want an old spirit again. Come on, somebody's about to be renewed in the spirit. Thought that the adversaries put it in your mind, I want you to dig it out. I'm not defeated. I'm not dead. I'm not a quitter. I'm not a nobody. I'm not, come on, I'm not beneath. I'm above. I'm not a lender. I'm not a borrower. I'm a lender. Dig. Dig. Come on, if you're having a hard time praying right now, close your eyes tight and say, God, help my heart. I left some stuff in my house. I left some stuff in my family. I left some stuff in my spirit. I'm digging, I'm digging, I'm digging. I don't want it there. Yes, yes, yes. I'm getting it out tonight. I said, I feel a holy restoration moving. I'm digging it out tonight. God, everything that's keeping me from your presence. God, everything that's keeping me from having a relationship with you. Dig. Come on, come on. Some of us, we ought to start repenting together. God, I'm sorry. Oh, no, no. God, everything in my life that's not right, get it out. I want to get it out. I want to get rid of it. I want to throw it out. I want to throw it away. I want to empty it out. My mind, my heart, my soul. Come on, somebody ought to let your heart break. Come on, the ground's being broken. Come on, that hard dirt. Come on, dig. Come on, I need some prayer warriors letting something come out of your mouth. I need some old-fashioned prayer warriors letting the waters flow. Come on, let the whole, come on, let a spirit of intercession. Come on, open up your mouth, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray with a neighbor, pray with a visitor, pray with a saint. Come on, we're letting the wells flow. God, take us deeper. Come on, if you feel like you've been playing in the shallow end of the pool, I wish you would get your shovel out. God, take us deeper. Take us closer. Come on, come on. Somebody needs to make your way to the well right now. Come on. Holy Ghost to touch our people. Your feet. Come on, we're done by the Holy Ghost. Come on, Abraham just got the Holy Ghost back here. Come on, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit is flowing. Come on, the Spirit is flowing. Somebody ought to stir it. Come on, somebody ought to stir it. Come on, somebody ought to grab somebody by the hand and say, we're letting the rivers flow in our family. I want my children praying through. I want my family praying through. I said, Abraham, let the Holy Ghost flow.
to make our way to the well. Praise God. Come on, let's get up here. Let's get up here. You need to make your way to the well. You need to plant somewhere in this space up here and say, I'm coming to make sure there is an established well. Praise God. I'm going to make sure I'm taking territory. Hallelujah. I have the water rights. God has given me the water rights. I'm not going to let the enemy come in and steal it. I'm not going to let the enemy clog up the well. Hallelujah. But I'm here standing, representing something that is powerful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, every single space that is in here. If you're standing in an aisle, you should say, excuse me, I need to get to the well. I need to get down there. I need to establish a place somewhere down here in representation that I'm going to do the work of redigging. If the enemy has tried to stop up stuff, I'm going to make sure there is liberty. Hallelujah. Come on, as close as you can get. Praise God. Not in the aisle. Don't stand in the aisle. Find your place. A place in the well. In the well. In the well. Praise God. That's what he's preaching about tonight. Hallelujah. The enemy is trying to war. The enemy's trying to steal and stop up the very thing that sustains us. I'm not going to let it happen. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's lift up our hands and lift up our voice. Lord, we thank you for a well that will never, never run dry. It comes up like a well springing forth with living water. And we thank you and praise you. Let it flow. Let it flow into my life. Let it flow into my family. Let it flow on the job, wherever I am in the city. Let it flow, Lord, let it flow. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up your hands. People still seeking the Holy Ghost. One more push tonight. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, and praise you. We lift up our voice and praise you and magnify you. Let the Holy Ghost be poured out. Let there be a flowing of your spirit and your anointing, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Why don't we lift up our hands together? Lord, we thank you. Praise God. We thank you for your anointing, your ability, your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you for a touch of God in this place tonight. We thank you for your word and an establishment and a promise. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Why don't you lift up your voice for our young people tonight praying in the altar? Hallelujah. Come on, lift up your voice and let's pray for them. There's several seeking the Holy Ghost in this place. One has received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Praise God, praise God, praise God.